Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Yo, Al. Do this, man.
What did you say?
Let's do this.
Let's do the damn thing.
Hang on. Let's do something else. Knicks, Wizards. Did Law confirm tomorrow?
Yes. I didn't tell you that.
Sorry, say that again.
I thought I told you that. 10 a.m.
Come on with the fucking highlights, man.
Oh, yeah, I did tell you yesterday. It is 10 a.m.
10 a.m., all right.
Yeah. You look thrilled about it.
I should be fine. That's fine.
All right.
Yeah, that'll be
fine. I'll drop the questions in tonight, so you'll have them by tomorrow morning.
Yeah, I got these shorts of Robert Randolph about to put them on blast on the show.
What did you say? What about Robert Randolph? Did you see
Robert Randolph tonight?
Oh, yeah, I got a screenshot. I sent it in the chat.
Oh, you sent it in the chat? I took my own. I was sitting there trying to get it myself.
Yeah, I got one. Go check the KFTV squad chat. I got you.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
Don't you know who I am? Don't you know who I am? If there is a memeable thing, I will get it.
Forgot, but this is going to be hilarious, bro. Absolutely hilarious. Oh, my God.
Oh, I'm running with that all day.
You know what? We're going to be late for this show, but fuck it. I got to set up. Give me a second.
Yeah.
Give me a second here. This is hilarious. And did you see, I'm about to air him out too. Did you see when he got mad hyped? When Brunson scored?
No, I didn't see that. Oh, I didn't see that. Oh, let's go.
Yeah.
You got added?
Who?
By Robert Randolph?
When?
Or I don't know if he added you, but Boston Nick added you towards Robert Randolph in a comment. And then Robert Randolph, he was like, because it was the same face I sent you, right? He's like, that's Robert Randolph concerned because CP's walking down the aisle.
Send me that one.
Yeah, here it is. And here's Robert responding to it. Here you go. I got you. I was trying to think of something witty to respond with. I was trying to see if I had like a whole, if I had like a good meme of you to like retort with that image. I was like, damn, I don't have one.
Hold up, man. I got to get this. Just remind me to put it up.
Yeah. I would say hopefully he tunes in tonight, but most likely he isn't.
Yeah, he might be busy. Oh, bro, there's so many ways we could take this. There's so many ways, man. So many ways. Oh, my God.
But you know, that's not... Get ready to do that because it's going to be about Grimes all night long. You know that, right?
Yeah, well, that's good. It's good.
No worries. Oh, yeah, it's good. I'm just saying, get ready.
Yeah.
Because it's about to be piling on after his lackluster performance tonight.
Yeah. Oh, my God, I can't.
We have 252 in the chat right now.
10:30. They're waiting for us to start.
All right, let's go. Okay, please, Tyler, come through. Nothing. Okay.
We're not on the lines yet, are we?
We're definitely on the lines, yep. But no one's on. No one's on.
Okay. Who made that shirt again?
This one? Yeah. I don't remember. That's a YouTube ad.
I feel like I haven't seen that guy on Twitter or like her, seen him in a minute.
Who, Mitch?
No, not Mitch. The guy who created that shirt for you.
Who was the guy? Oh, Steve.
Steve, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Like, he was supposed to make like other shit, and then like he just kept flaking, and then he just disappeared. I was like, oh, I don't know.
Didn't he have an Oli joint that he was creating?
Yeah, he was working on it for the longest time and never did anything. Like, he never sent it. You know, all he did was send me the prototype. I was like, yo, you got, what's going on? You got to send it? And then it was just like, yo, nothing. So, I don't know, whatever, man.
I don't know. I just saw that shirt. I was like, I haven't seen that those designs in a minute.
Yeah. All right. Come on, man. Help me out here. Help me out. Come on, man. These sits are so slow now, man. Fuck. Takes forever to get fucking highlights now, man.
NBA's trying to stop YouTube from being great.
I'm telling you, man. Fuck. All right, here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Hang on. All right. All right, ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Let's do the damn thing. 10 o'clock. Boom, we'll start. All right, here we go. Salute to Knicks Nation on this Thursday night. Another edition of Knicks Post Game Live presented by Underdog Fantasy, CP the Franchise, Alex Sartaros on the ones and twos. We are hitting the music for two nights in a row because the Knicks, on the second night of a back-to-back, would have their hands full with the Washington Wizards. As Julius Randle sets the tone in the first quarter, the Knicks would find themselves once again in a brickfest dogfight with one of the worst teams in the NBA. But just when you thought they were finished, just like last night, who comes through in the clutch? But Captain Clutch, Jalen Brunson, with a 41-point masterclass, and the Knicks would end up holding on just barely in a cardiac Knick affair, 113-109. Wow, I was expecting a bum night, but this was actually a game that the Knicks had to sweat it out, man. So let's talk about it. Call us up, 657-383-1509 is the number to call, or hit us up on the KFTV Discord. Rapid fire preferred. Let's get into it, man. Let's get into it. So to everybody in the chat, hit that thumbs up button for you boys. Share this video on Twitter. Share it on Facebook. Number one Knicks show, number one Knicks podcast in the building. A 41-point masterclass is what it took for the Knicks to get by the Washington Wizards, man. Once again, had their hands full, Al. I really was expecting this one, even though they were on the second night of a back-to-back. I really thought that that this was going to be a bum night. This is the Wizards. And Brunson's back. I expected a bounce back from Julius or a continued bounce back from Julius. But give credit. I thought the Wizards' defense was really good for most of the night. I mean, they tried to throw Koulibaly at him. You know, Avdija was doing some nice things out there. Mm-hmm. You had Kuzma and Poole chucking like they usually do. But defensively, the Wizards were really locked in. And
It was another second half effort by the Knicks. Again, Brunson steady the entire game, but third quarter was OG again. Let's give OG his credit, because third quarter he started to pop off again, started to get it going from downtown, had a couple nice drives into the lane, really forcing the issue. But fourth quarter, it was the Brunson takeover. And it's just so funny because I look at this game in two ways, man. On one hand, I'm like, wow, another Brunson masterclass. Let's get him to Indiana, vote for him. And then on the other hand, it's like the holes that this trade has left, which we knew was going to be there. It's getting deeper, and it could continue to exacerbate, man, because you already had no Josh Hart coming into this game. And also in this game, Brunson's hobbling around. He's grabbing his right ankle now, his right leg.
Yep.
His left leg was the issue. Now he's grabbing his right leg. So I don't know, like, to be happy that he dropped 41 or to be like, damn, it took a 41-point masterclass to get past these Wizards. Bench is still trash. Tough spot, man.
Spot indeed. And, like, I'm happy that they got the win because, look, the regular season, you need the wins, man, just to climb up a tight Eastern Conference. No doubt about it. But the bench, man, took 41 points. 41 points by yeah. Jalen Brunson. Most of it done in the fourth quarter to defeat a Wizards team that is god-awful. All right?
Yeah.
Give them credit. Like, as you said, they played some solid defense. They were really getting out in transition tonight. That's how they yeah. really were able to keep up with the Knicks, man. A lot of transition scoring. But the fact that you need 41 points says a lot. Between Brunson, OG, Hartenstein, and then Julius Randle, man. Like, are these guys going to even make it to the finish line? Are they going to make it to the finish line? I don't think they care. You asked Tibbs that question. Like, hey, Tibbs, you okay with these guys playing minutes?
Yeah.
Absolutely. These guys, I'm sure they you know, any guy would want to be out on the court as much as possible and play. But when you think about it at the end of the day, these guys got to be well rested for the thing that matters the most. Okay? And you can look around the league from years past, this year, like they try to make sure that Jokic gets rest. I'm sure they're trying to worry that try to maintain Joel Embiid for the playoffs. They've done it for Giannis. Like, all these players, man, depth is important. And not only during the regular season, during the postseason as well. We know that. It's not – yeah, your starters are going to be the guys that you rely heavily on. But remember, it shortens down to, like, 7 to 8 guys, right?
Yeah.
7 to 8 guys in the playoffs. And we have 6? That's it.
Practically. So, yeah, you know, I come out of this game conflicted because, yeah, it's a great performance. It's a classic. Brunson just torching these guys. Incredible performance by him. An all-star performance. So let's get him in there. We'll talk about the all-star votes later as well. But let's get to the second storyline of this game because Josh Hart's knee injury, which was discussed going into last night's game, and he played last night, had a double-double last night. But tonight they said he was going to opt to rest. Remember I said last night that he's got like patella tendonitis in his knee. And so I'm thinking, hey, Grimes Hive, it's your time. More minutes, more opportunities. I took him tonight on Underdog Fantasy, Al. They had a scorcher. An Underdog Fantasy scorcher, 2.5 threes for Quentin Grimes. If you picked higher, you could win 2.5 times your money. I thought that was a good play against his Wizards team. One of the worst defenses in the league, number one pace in the league. I thought there was going to be opportunities for Grimes to get his shots up, and he got his shots up with a woeful goose egg performance. One rebound, two dimes, 0-for-5 from the field, 0-for-5 from three, 0 free throws. And this after it had been talked about today, Stephen Bondi in the New York Post reporting that Grimes is apparently frustrated with the situation right now with the Knicks. So what say you about that, man? What say you, bro?
I mean, I can understand it. It's tough, man, because it's not black and white,
yep.
right? It goes, there's a Grimes issue. There's a little bit of a Tibbs issue.
Yep.
There's a front office issue that goes with this as well. I mean, he went from playing about 30 minutes like over 30 minutes per game as a starting shooting guard, asked to guard the best player, right, perimeter player, on a nightly basis. He was also a solid 3-and-D player. He shot close to 40% last season on solid volume. There were nights where even like against the Chicago Bulls where he would just go off, right?
Yeah.
Last season.
Yeah.
And he was impactful. Throughout the regular season, he was impactful. He was part of the reason why the Knicks turned their defense around once they made that nine-man rotation change and why they were able to get to the playoffs. But that being said, he hasn't really showed up this year.
Yeah.
Part of that is due to him. Part of that's due to him not taking advantage of the opportunities given to him. The other part is Tom Thibodeau not being an offensively creative guy to say, hey, this is how we get somebody engaged. And I think it's not a simple solution. But I would be frustrated as a player who was heavily relied on last season. You got the opportunity to start again this season. You started to see your minutes decline, and it only declined because this is the front office issue. You brought in Dante DiVincenzo. So now you made the guard rotation even more muddier, right? And so Tibbs has to go in here thinking that I got to make sure everybody gets minutes at the guard rotation between Grimes, Quickly, Hart, Dante. That's a lot of mouths to feed.
Yeah.
So front office muddied the situation. Grimes, where there is some reality, it's very difficult to put up shots between RJ, Quickly, Brunson, Randall. All those guys needed a lot of shots before the trade happened. I can understand the frustration saying, hey, he's not going to get enough shots because of the situations he's put in.
Yeah.
All those guys need to eat before it gets to him. But then I also got to say, when he's given the opportunity, and especially now post-trade, even though he has shot better post-trade, he has shot better.
Yeah.
He's shooting, before tonight, he was shooting 40% from three, 43% from the field, averaging 10 points per game. But he hasn't really taken much of the opportunity, coming off the bench.
Gotta,
like, he hasn't really created for himself.
Got to take advantage of it, man.
Yeah.
0-for-5 from the field tonight, 19 minutes. The Knicks bench as a whole, you know, good. Listen, they won the game. Great. You take care of business. All that is good. But we got to be concerned here about how this thing is going to look long term, especially, you're seeing Brunson Cook out there. But he's putting so much effort into getting them this win. I don't know, man. Not good. And he's grabbing his right leg. It's going to be tough. It's definitely going to be tough.
But what do you think about Grimes? About the Grimes situation?
He has regressed. You know, as a leader of the Grimes Hive, I could absolutely admit he's regressed. He just looks unsure of himself out there a lot of the times. You know, he's rushing. I remember I always said, even when he was a rookie, Grimes always played like he was running from the cops. Like, he plays like his internal clock is always like down in 2 seconds.
Yeah.
Which in like some regards, yes, when you're moving the ball and you're trying to force defenses into a scramble, like he's looked good in those respects. But when you need him to like make a play, and then tonight, man, all the shots were short and way off. Way off.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, he was misfiring big time. So this Knicks bench, 7 points, none by Grimes. Fournier came in the game. So you got 6 minutes from
Fournier.
You see
Fournier. Rob Perez's tweet? You see our guy Rob Perez's tweet tonight?
No, what did Rob say?
He was like, don't mistake that there's a reason why you see Grimes and Fournier on the floor at the same time.
Hey, Portland, Atlanta, here's your newest soldiers. Boy, what a terrible audition for your trade pieces. 0-for-9 from the field.
Can you imagine
8.
This is the actual audition?
0-for-8 from downtown, 0-for-9 from the field, a combined minus 16.
Portland's probably like, whoa, we got our own issues, man. We don't need none of that.
Oh, man, Portland just said, hey, that might cost you another pick here, man. That might cost you another couple number twos for this one. Pause. Shout out to the Rhyme Animal, Chuck D. Al, $20 Super Chat says, our bench, easier to build a bench than starters. We traded three guys whose agents no longer thought they were bench players. And IQ was tired of the bench, so was Obi, but Obi just got put back on the bench. So much for grass is greener. Welcome, Siakam. RJ tired of being a third option. Grimes and Deuce are nervous, man. OG is made for March and April. Yeah, OG played great tonight. OG definitely played great tonight. 19 points for OG, 6-9 from the field, 3-5 from downtown. So he did a good job. He did his job. But it's the bench, man. Everybody did their job. Ragu looked good tonight. Ragu chipped in with 19. It was Nova night, so the Nova boys showed out.
Yeah.
the Nova boys showed out. But it's just the bench. As we said, OG 19, 6-9 from the field, 3-5 from downtown, 7 boards, 2 blocks. What'd you like about OG tonight, man?
Dude, he just continues to show why he was a good player to trade for and how he fits seamlessly with the starting unit, man. I mean, he can play off ball, knocks down the three when you need him to, hit some timely threes today. His ability to attack the lane and finish through contact is much needed for this team, man, especially when it comes to dunking. His ability to get out in transition, looking to leak out, that's stuff that's very important for this team, especially when you need those easy transition buckets. You need a guy who can knock down timely threes. And then defensively, dude, defensively, he's just game-changed this team. Yeah. So overall, like, the stats tonight show his worth, but you got to watch most nights to really understand what OG gives this team, because it's not always going to show up in the box score.
Yeah.
And just looking at the plus minus again, I want to see where he's at with plus minus. Plus 12.
12 tonight.
Not the highest. It was Dante DiVincenzo, but close enough.
Yeah, close enough. Overall, I think in this game, just not a lot of ball movement, especially in the first half. The ball movement was pretty lackluster. And how many, just boneheaded turnovers the entire game, man.
Awful.
I mean, guys forcing passes with a guy like really, like literally right next to him, throwing bullet passes. I mean, it was so sloppy out there this game. That's what really kept the Wizards in this thing, partially. You know, partially was the Wizards' defense was pretty good. Another part was you had Poole and Kuzma out there chucking away, so they couldn't get into much of an offensive flow, similar to what gave the Rockets issues last night. So offensively, they're pretty woeful. But the Knicks almost tried to give this away just from turning the ball over so many times with boneheaded plays. I mean, it was ridiculous. They gave up 23 points off of turnovers, 70 turnovers, 23 points off of turnovers in this game tonight. Almost blew it. Lucky they played a terrible team, and Brunson was great at. Yeah, 17.
Terrible. Absolutely 17. Terrible. It's just like you could tell they were a step slow tonight, man. The second night of a back-to-back. They played a tough game against the Rockets, and now you're playing. You just saw it, man. You just felt the energy was off. And for the starters who need that rest, it's also compounded, right? Because last night they didn't get rest.
Right.
Now it's another night you're not getting rest.
And you're down one more person. Who usually is an innings eater, if you will. Right? That's one thing about Hart. You know, Tibbs loves Hart, so he's going to play in the minutes. Now, he took all of that out, and so that's how you get 39 minutes for Julius, 43 minutes for OG. I mean, me and the Knicks chick are watching the game. She's like, I never feel like he's ever out of the game. Like, you see OG Anunoby. He's running with the starters. Then he's out there with the second unit. Then he's back out there with Brunson.
Oh, yeah.
He never gets
well,
to breathe it.
CP.
Yeah.
I got a question for you. Actually, it's not even a question. I'm just going to read off the stats for you. From the Orlando game, he played 44 minutes. Yesterday, he played 43 minutes. Tonight, he played 43 minutes. Tibbs got his Luol Deng.
He got his Luol Deng. Oh, my Lord. Oh, my Lord.
This man's played 40-plus minutes 3 games in a row.
Somebody help us. Who's got Alec Burks' number, man? Burks Hives. Then we got to just do it, man. Can't get Burks in here. Boy, 43 minutes for OG, 40 for Brunson, 39 for Hartenstein. Press has got some run tonight. He got his 9 minutes.
Oh, wow, 9 minutes.
He dunked the ball. Press has accounted for 2 of the 7 bench points here, pal.
I'm still waiting for two of the bench points. Thanks. That's just thank you for making me feel worse today. I'm wondering when Sims is going to just get back on the rotation, man. I'm truly just wondering when that's going to happen because
I didn't mind pressing.
He was giving you more valuable minutes last season, and I know he struggled with the starters this year, but he has played a bench role previously. So I'm just wondering when are we going to get that. I wonder if the ankle's like still bothering him if that's why he's not playing, or if this is just trying to show Precious. I don't know what's going on, man.
Yeah, I'm not so sure. I did like his defense out there. I thought he scrapped. I thought he scrapped. He had good energy out there. But I'm not sure what Tibbs is looking at in terms of sticking with him. Maybe he just wants to give it a longer evaluation. Maybe he thinks it doesn't matter, Sims or Chua. Hartenstein is still playing damn near 40 minutes. So we just talk about a couple minutes of cardio out here. Don't mess things up. I thought he did that tonight. He wasn't terrible. He wasn't great. He just didn't mess things up too bad.
God.
So to everybody in the chat. Yeah, go ahead.
No, go ahead, Reset. I'll just say that.
So to everybody in the chat, once again, hit that like button, hit the share button, subscribe to the channel. We got 1,800 people in the chat. If you guys are new in the chat, man, leave us a hashtag. New will shout you guys out. We're going to get to the Discord, get our people in here. Definitely. Oh, we had an underdog fantasy draft earlier today. We got Harrison Dolan involved, and he's kicking our ass. Big mistake.
Why'd you do this, man?
Big mistake by the underdog fantasy GM. We brought Harrison Dolan in here, and now he's taking our money, Ben. So we'll talk about that. Al, I want to shout out Aficiana DoKJ in the chat. Says they're going to the game on Saturday against the Raptors, and it's their 40th birthday, man. So shout out to them.
Ooh.
Yeah, shout out to them. Definitely link up, man. DM us on Instagram or Twitter. Let me know where you're going to be sitting at, and I'll be at the game. So we'll definitely link up. And if anybody else is at the game, you want to link up, holler at your boy, man. We'll definitely schedule something of the sort. Shout out to Lou in the chat. Shout out to Sasha. Welcome to the show. All of our day ones, man. All of our channel members, salute to you guys as well. Okay, Hasib is king. Kick us off on tonight's show. Hasib is king. Let's go.
Yo, CP, you hear me?
Loud and clear. Let's go.
Perfect. A win's a win, so I'm not going to complain too much about it. We'll take any wins we can get. One of the main points I want to talk about is this game shows how important Josh Hart is to this team, because there's a lot of slander about Josh Hart, but you see the difference when he's not on the bench. We need Josh Hart on this team because I think there would have been a difference in the game, a little bit at least.
Yeah.
We would have had a few more bench points, obviously, and he would have brought more defensive intensity and rebounding, especially in the fast break. Josh Hart in the fast break, we needed that on the bench tonight, and we just did not have that. So I want to hear no more Josh Hart slander. He is important to this team, and we're stuck with him. Sorry. So I want to hear nothing from nobody about that. And then secondly, awful game from Grimes, man. On Monday, I was telling you guys during the noon podcast, can trade Grimes for an upgrade? Then so be it. Grimes threw a massive dud today, bro. He threw up bricks today. He could have built another MSG today with the amount of shots that he bricked tonight.
Yeah, it was bad.
And honestly, Grimes doesn't, like I said, he doesn't do anything on offense for us, man. When he gets the ball, he doesn't really know what to do with it. If you're struggling at the three-point line, you got to drive in the lane and shoot free throws. I think he only has like two free throws all season.
Yeah.
And he just doesn't move the needle. I get that he's a good defensive player, but sometimes when the team needs buckets rather than defense, he's just not gonna be good
fit
for the team, I think, at this point. And if it was Alec Burks, he wouldn't give you 0 points tonight. If it was Colin Sexton, he would not have given you 0 points tonight, or even Malcolm Brogdon. We need one of those guys on this team badly, and I'm ready to throw Grimes out of here, man. He's bad. So that's all I got for tonight, guys. Thank you.
Okay, appreciate the call, man. Appreciate the call. Hasib is king. Rate that call in the chat. What do you guys think? One being trash, five being facts. Is that a caller of the night candidate? Let me know what you guys think. Here's our guy, Ian Begley, a friend of the program, says Josh Hart said his knee soreness will probably have to be managed throughout the season. He'll get treatment on Friday and see how he feels Saturday for the Toronto game. He says he has experience dealing with knee soreness similar to what he's currently feeling. Usually hits around the 50-55 game mark, and then he rests during the All-Star break. This year is different because he played two rounds in the playoffs, then FIBA World Cup. And he says every year previously I was on vacation in April, so he's playing loser basketball. He's playing the losing teams. So this was a new normal for him. He had to establish a new normal, Al. Your body's not used to that. You're going basically damn near year-round, man.
Yeah. Look, I mean, this is, wow. You lose Josh Hart, man.
Yeah.
Go get reinforcements ASAP.
Yeah.
ASAP. And I know that he was struggling. I asked you about the other show, but we can't lose any more bodies, man. You know, when someone else gets injured, it's a compound effect to the starters as well, right?
That's what we see tonight.
We see it. Look, Brunson's getting banged up throughout the entire night. You know,
pause.
He's probably feeling
– pause.
Pause. You're probably he's probably feeling the intensity of just playing in FIBA, also playing in the playoffs as well.
Yeah,
it's
new.
Probably going through
new.
The same issues, man.
It's true. It's new, man. So something to watch. Look, for all of Hart's faults, he does a lot more good than bad for this team, and especially on this team, he's much needed. So hopefully Saturday he can come back. $20 super chat from our guy, Jason Calcanis. Al, salute to J. Cal. Says the biggest difference between playing 33 and 43 minutes a night, we need reinforcements. Absolutely, man. Absolutely. Jack Webb, Al, sends us a Hong Kong $25 super chat. Salute to our people out there. He says, when will the front office make a move? Surely they have seen enough and realize a bench score is needed ASAP. Hashtag Brunson. Randall needs to cut out the dumb stuff. Yeah, yeah. I mean, Marvin Bagley was almost eating his food tonight, man. How about that? Marvin Bagley turned back the clock on his Wizards debut. He said, no more dud pick over here. He said he wants to make Washington home. He wants to build a big three with Kuzma and Poole, man. Now you look good,
yeah.
Bro. You look good, bro.
We want to go from 7 wins to 9 wins.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, man.
Was,
I mean,
he
Randall.
He was playing defense out there, man. Good defense.
Yeah, he was. And look, Randall had 12 points in the first quarter. Didn't get any points in the second quarter.
Mm-hmm.
Made one free throw in the third, so he had 13 points. He struggled tonight, man.
Yeah, he looks like he needs a rest as well.
He needs a rest.
Yeah,
everyone needs a rest.
Yeah, yeah. He looks like he needs to hit the all-star break, man. He's looking a little worn out. Julius is looking a little worn out. They definitely need a rest.
CP.
Yeah.
Here we go for Hartenstein, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
I want to point out his numbers and how they just increased since the Laker game where he played 39 minutes.
Yeah.
Against Brooklyn, he played 30. Milwaukee played 33. Both games against Milwaukee played 33. That was 2 days before Christmas, then Christmas. 37 against OKC. Played 25 against Orlando first time. 33 against Indiana. 39 against Minnesota. 37 against Chicago. 35 against Philly. 39 against Washington. 28 against Portland. It was a bum night. 32 against Dallas. 42 against Memphis. 29 against Orlando. 41 against Houston.
Yeah.
39 tonight. We need help.
we
need help.
We need that.
I'm opening up Craigslist right now to put a job post.
Yeah.
In. Go to Madison Square Garden if you can shoot the basketball.
They're going to make a move, man. They're going to have to. They're going to have to. Even if you don't think if this improves your chances of contending, for the health and safety of your players, go get anybody. DeJounte, Burks. Hey, was ISO Zoe around? Call ISO. We got to call Taj back and bring him back. His jersey's still fresh.
Wow.
we got to do something, man.
You know, Tiz would be excited to have Taj back on the roster again.
Yeah. Man, tough. It's tough. You know, got the win, but it's definitely reason to be concerned. So to everybody in the chat, once again, hit that thumbs up button for you boys. Back to the Discord, Al. JBK to H-Town. Jay, go ahead and unmute your mic. JBK to H-Town. Well, it says he's it says he can't hear, so I don't know. Jay, you gotta unmute your mic and then unmute your headphones on the Discord because I don't think you can hear. Joey, go ahead and unmute your mic. Joey on the Discord.
Yo, what's good, CP? What's up, Alex?
Good, man. How you feeling, man?
What up?
Not too bad, man. Not too bad. Yeah. I just want to get straight into it. Got a hot take for you guys.
Yeah.
A quick shout out to my boy Stilico and Cozy on down in the Discord.
Yeah.
If you already haven't, guys, join the Discord.
What's happening in the Discord, man? What's the vibe like tonight, man? How's the tone in the Discord tonight?
I'm getting absolutely harassed. Jokingly, like they're calling me the rookie of the year. It's embarrassing. I'll take it, but yeah, it is what it is.
All right, no doubt.
The hot take I got for you guys is we need to trade Grimes. After the past few games, he's just been not performing up to expectations. There's been rumors in the past 24 hours that the Knicks and Blazers have been communicating to trade discussions.
Mm-hmm.
And the package that I've got proposed for you guys is maybe we do Grimes and Evan for Brogdon.
Okay. All right.
All right. That's all. All right.
Appreciate it, man. We'll let Joey get back to the Discord. He said, he says the self-proclaimed rookie of the year down in the Discord.
Hmm.
So all kinds of activity going on down there. Now, Al, you know, that trade that he refers, that he's speaking of, that was one of your joints, man. That, as a matter of fact, I landed right here on it. In the trade machine, successful trade, Brogdon for Grimes and Fournier. I think that's a little too much for Brogdon, but you definitely need him.
I mean, I think it is, but the way that the Knicks operate, they don't like having drama on the team. So I think they may take the first pass to get rid of Grimes, man, and move him in a trade. Don't you think? Like, how – even think about the Cam Reddish stuff that came out last year, right? Move them. I mean, the only one I'll say that had – some noise and they didn't move was Evan Fournier. They moved off of Cam Reddish. So I don't think the Knicks necessarily want to keep Grimes around if this is going to be the reporting that's covered around the Knicks right now. So they may do that, although it would be an overpay, in my opinion, for Brogdon. To give up a young player plus Evan Fournier, I would just give up Fournier and picks. Personally.
Right.
I don't even think that, like, why would the Trailblazers want another guard? They already got a plethora of guards.
Right. Yes, that's another thing. Does that mean you got to include a pick? Like Fournier and picks?
Yeah. Well, you did see what Michael Scott reported today. It's Burks is on the list of notable names out there.
As it should be. I told you guys that a long time ago, man.
Terry Rozier.
Okay. All right.
And the last one was, like, obviously he mentioned DeJounte Murray. But they're not in a rush to trade for DeJounte after acquiring OG Anunoby, as what Michael Scotto reported.
Mm-hmm.
But the last player that they had was Brogdon, obviously.
Brogdon. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Sounds good, man. So to everybody in the chat, once again, hit that thumbs up button for your boys, CP and Alex. On the ones and twos, we're going to get to some more calls in just a second. And I got a funny joke, man. If you guys saw what I saw tonight, we're going to have a big laugh in a little bit, man. So just stay tuned. Make sure you guys hang tight. Share this video. Share it on Twitter. Share it on Facebook. If you saw what I saw during this telecast tonight, we are going to have a good laugh, man. That's all I'm going to say to preview that. One quick note from our guy, Ian Begley, Al. Jalen Brunson, 41-point masterclass tonight, has scored or assisted on 28 of the Knicks' 35 fourth quarter points. Brunson has 20 points, had 20 points in the fourth and 41 for the game. Scored or assisted on 28 of the Knicks' 35 fourth points. Insane, bro. Absolutely insane, man.
Do you think there was, like, a cart of ice at the end of the tunnel when he walked back there? Do you think they got this man a back brace for after this game?
A body cast, boy. A body cast. They gave him the Noel special. They say, yeah, you're going to need this tonight. Oh, man. But, I mean, honestly, man, you know, the defenders that they threw at him tonight, it was Koulibaly. Denny Avdija spent a lot of time on him. Like, there was no one – it wasn't much Tyus Jones. And so there was really no guard that was guarding him. And so, just I mean, if you could just watch his whole – that whole 41 points in just slow-mo.
Yeah.
Footwork. Watch how he shields himself and protects the ball from the outstretched arms of a guy with a longer wingspan like a Koulibaly. Like how his body control to finish through contact, find the angles on the glass, falling away on Avdija. I mean, I haven't seen – I don't know the last time – the last play I've seen like that, man, that who's able to use his size and the opponent's size against him. You know, use his size in advantage and use the opponent's size against them. I don't know. I can't recall the play that I've seen do that, man. Maybe
like
Kyrie.
Physically using the footwork and all of that nature.
Yeah. Knowing like having a size disadvantage, but still cooking. Maybe Kyrie, bro.
Is it Isaiah Thomas? King of the fourth?
Isaiah. Rod Strickland.
Hmm.
You know, Rod Strickland. Steph has that too, but Steph is just, you know, so electric from outside that's what we really, you know and love him for. But Steph has that in his bag as well, you know.
For sure. Or maybe it was Bob Cousy from your time.
Maybe
it
was
when
Bob
you first
Cousy.
Saw the behind-the-back pass, you're like, whoa, this is totally different.
Will Torreson says Starberry. Yeah, so Starberry had it. He Starberry is strong. He's very strong, just like Brunson. Very strong.
Allen Iverson.
AI, for sure. Definitely AI. Yeah. But, man, it's just amazing to watch him work out there against bigger players. Because
Where would you put Monta Ellis in that list?
Ooh, good one. Good one. People forget about Prime Monte, man. He was a problem.
Yo, on Golden State.
He was a problem. You know, Monte's only problem is that he never won. And that's why people forgot about him. And once Steph got there, they packed him up. But Prime Monte Ellis, buckets. I mean, he's just dropped 50 on you. Easy.
Yeah.
Easily, man. Yeah.
Easily. Let's see. I'm trying to think of more point guards, man. This is Baron Davis. Boom Dizzle.
Oof, BD. BD played like he was 6'6", 6'8". He played above the rim. BD, handles, body control.
Mm-hmm.
Insane. Stocky, like, yeah. Yep.
I know one.
Oh.
And how can I forget this guy?
Who you got?
Muggsy Bogues.
Okay. All right.
He used his quickness to an advantage.
Yeah.
And, to be quite fair, everybody was like 6'6", trying to swipe the ball wasn't working out too well for him.
Well, Chuck does have a point. Like, BD had springs.
Yeah,
you know, BD had springs. That's why I say, like, he played like he was 6'8", because he had springs.
Yes.
You know, Brunson, he's very below the rim. He's very below the rim. So I think he's more crafty.
Definitely crafty.
Yeah.
Because Baron relied a lot on his athleticism. Monta was just a scorer, man.
Yeah,
that guy was,
yeah.
You know, he took a lot of shots.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. He took a lot of shots, which is why they're like, can Steph and Monta actually coexist? Steph was just more efficient.
True. True indeed, man. All right, let's get to the Discord. Let's hear from the mayor of the Discord, man. Stilico, how you feeling, man? Let's go.
The mayor is in town.
Let's go.
The mayor is in town. Got to give a quick shout out to my guy, the rookie of the year himself, Joey. We've been giving him the business in there, but that's my guy. That's my guy.
You guys hazing Joey in the Discord. What's going on down there, man?
Well, he let it slip that he's a model. And so we've been ragging on him, but that's my guy.
All
in right. there. I got to stick up for him.
All right, no doubt.
Now, look, I'm going to cut down to the business real quick.
Yep.
If you look at the stats of our players, the only person that was not a starter that had a single assist in this game was Quentin Grimes.
Mm.
That is inexcusable. Go get me DeJounte Murray.
Mm. Simple and
plain.
Like,
we need somebody that's going to go into the game when Jalen Brunson is off the floor and be the maestro that makes the ball move around the floor.
Yeah.
Like, I get it. he's not perfect. He doesn't fix every single problem that we got. But we need somebody out there that's going to be able to impose his will upon that floor when Jalen Brunson steps off. Because he can't be playing 48 for the remainder of the season plus playoffs.
Yeah.
It cannot happen.
Can't.
We need somebody that can take that assignment and make sure that what needs to happen happens. So I'm throwing my chips in. I'm saying, go do it. And
okay.
even if it takes Grimes, because as the illustrious Knicks fan Ben Stiller said on Twitter, look, I got nothing against Grimes. It was a bad game tonight, and I get that. But
yeah.
I got nothing against Grimes. I actually like him as a player. But we're not playing him.
Yeah.
We're not playing him. He's not getting the ball in his hands. And when he does,
he did tonight. He was bricking. Yeah, he got the ball plenty. He got the ball plenty tonight, man. He was bricking.
So anything is an upgrade from that.
Yeah.
And so even if we have to include Grimes, DeJounte's a movable contract if it don't work out.
Yeah.
If it does work out, then we may not even have to move him.
Yeah, they're going to have to do it, man. They got to go.
So I'm all in on him. That's all I really got to say about the matter.
Okay.
You two have a good rest of the evening. Salute. I'll see you next game.
Stilicho, good to hear from you. The mayor of the Discord. Stilicho says enough is enough, man. Go get DeJounte Murray out. Go get him.
Yeah.
Yep. Go get him.
I like the look, man. I'd be for it.
Yeah.
I'd be for a game DeJounte on the Knicks.
Mm-hmm.
He would help.
Yeah.
Especially how he's shooting the three ball right now.
At this point, they gotta make a movie.
Yeah. Or you could do the other option and go for 2 for 1. Go get my guy Colin Sexton. Go get CP's guy Kelly Olynyk.
Yeah.
And you solve the bench that way.
Yeah, absolutely, man. No question about it. Al, I want to take a quick break real quick to salute one of our sponsors of the night, and that is HelloFresh. What is HelloFresh? With HelloFresh, you get farm-fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. You skip the trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. And that's why it's America's number one meal kit. And that's why I rock with HelloFresh, man. Like, lately, the channel's been turning up. We got a lot of content to churn out between KFTV and the NBA report. I don't have time to always get to the grocery store and chef stuff up. So I go to HelloFresh. I search through the menu with my subscription, pick out the meals for the week. So you pick out your meals for the week that you want. They send you to you in the box, all the ingredients there, raw, fresh, good to go. And they give you the recipe for everything. So it's simple. A lot of these meals you can make within 30 minutes or even less, and high quality, great tasting, and fun. And you got a diverse selection on their menu, so you never get bored with the food. So go ahead and try it out. And for our viewers, our good friends at HelloFresh are giving you breakfast for life. As long as you have a subscription, use our code KFTVFREE for free breakfast for life with our friends at HelloFresh, man. So you can get the free breakfast meal kit as part of your plan as long as you have a subscription. So once again, go to HelloFresh.com and use our code KFTVFREE. Shout out to our guys at HelloFresh once again. Okay, back to the Discord we go. JBK to H-Town. Let's try him again. Unmute your mic.
Yo, can you hear me this time?
Loud and clear, man. We're seeing where you're calling it from, buddy.
Yo, what's going on? It's Jay from Houston.
H-Town, what's good, man?
Yo, what's going on, CP? What's going on, Alex?
Good.
Man, first off, man, Grimes got to pick it up, man. Like, the way he's playing right now, I feel like if we wanted, like, I don't know, the way he's playing, we would have to package a first with him just to get a T.J. McConnell at this point. Like, he's playing trash.
T.J. McConnell? He ain't going nowhere.
I know he's not going anywhere. I'm just saying, like that's the type of caliber of player, like, Grimes is gonna get by trading the Grimes right now. Like, he's not, because we always said ever since his rookie season, if he stopped playing like that hot potato basketball, then, and he figured it out and he started to, you know, just figure the game out, that he would be good. And it's like he's in his third season now.
Yeah.
He's kind of seeing more of the same stuff where he's just playing scared.
Yeah.
And I don't know when that's going to change. And just right now where we're trying to go, we just don't need that right now. And one thing I wanted to chime on real quick, and then I'll let y'all go. But because y'all mentioned a lot of players that, that y'all were trying to compare to Brunson. And for me, I feel like a lot of the players that y'all mentioned are more athletic, fast players. Like Brunson's kind of in his own mold to where he's one of the only smaller players that plays at his own pace.
Yeah.
Like that, that can play at that small pace, kind of like a Luka Doncic, but except he's only 6'1", and probably not even 6'1". So it's like the only person I would honestly kind of compare to is like maybe like Isaiah Thomas in his MVP year, MVP-like year when he was with Boston.
Yeah.
But other than that, like just his aggressiveness, getting to the basket, being able to, like you said, using his size against defenders, I feel like it's not too many players in history at his size and at his lack of athleticism that's been able to do that. So
yeah,
the fact that he's able to do that is amazing. But, yo, I just appreciate everything y'all do. Y'all have a great night, man. And just I love the show.
Appreciate the call, man. Appreciate the call. Good points. Good
absolutely
points. Jay from H-Town. It's Jay from H-Town. Okay. All right, let's hear from Tibbs on tonight's game, man. So there's a couple sound bites have come out. Here's Coach Tibbs, courtesy of SNY. Here's Coach Tibbs on tonight's game. Pretty much along the lines of what we said there. This is Tom Thibodeau was asked how he knew OG Anunoby can handle 40 minutes on each game of a back-to-back. Here's what Tibbs had to say. Here it is. Well, he did it in Toronto. He played in Toronto.
Wow, attacking Nick Nurse.
Yeah, sheesh, right.
Hey, they did. Hey, shout out to Will Lou. Who is coming on tomorrow?
Shout
show
out to Will Lou. Game of the week preview: Knicks game versus Raptors Friday matinee edition. Man, I'm looking forward to tomorrow's show. Big talk.
Oh yeah, he did say the nickname for Nick Nurse out in Toronto was Nick Thibodeau. So
hey, yeah, that is. Well, look, he said all the right things, but they all know they are shorthanded and they need help.
Well, Clyde Frazier said it on the broadcast, and I was like,
Clyde was
and
in
the
his
bench.
Bag. Clyde was in his bag.
How about him singing?
Oh, I got to pull that up. Hold on, man. Let me find that. That was.
I
that
think
was,
I sent it to you. Didn't
did
I?
You
send
it to me directly? Did you put it on the team chat? Hold on. Oh, yeah.
I sent it to you directly. I think.
Yeah, we got it here.
Yeah.
Clyde was in his bag tonight, man. I loved it, man. I was thoroughly, thoroughly entertained by Clyde, man. All right, here's Clyde. Here we go. Yo, Clyde was in his bag tonight, man. I was rolling like at least four times on some Clydeisms, off of Clydeisms tonight, man.
Yo, he had some good rest, apparently.
He did. Oh, well, they had him off for 3 weeks.
I was about to say, yeah, he was off for like 3 weeks.
Yeah, Clyde went back to St. Croix, working on the house. He probably had to call them, like, yo, am I still on the payroll? What's going on? So, yeah, Clyde was refreshed. And, yeah, TM, we need that for the soundboard. We definitely need that for the soundboard. I was thinking that as well. And so, yeah, so you had Sinatra, then you had Hov and Alicia Keys, and now you got Clyde. You know,
these lights will inspire you.
Yo, Clyde was great, man. That was straight up comedy. Oh, you know what else is comedy?
Oh, what else is comedy?
You want to know what else is comedy? Is it that's
what's here, Chief? What else is comedy?
Back to the next thing I had to share with the people. So tonight was Brunson's night, and you know, we talked about his 41-point game. Now, Julius, it was a relatively, you know, it was a good game, decent game for him, but quiet. 21, 8 rebounds, 5 assists. Now, he did have 30 in their win against the Rockets, but this is the second day in a row now that we haven't heard from the leader of the Randall Hive. There's no super chat.
Mm.
There's no cryptic trade messages.
Mm.
So I'm watching the game, and the cameras are going all around the crowd. They're going all around, and lo and behold, who do we see?
Who?
But Sergeant Sources himself, Robert Randolph, in none other than James Dolan's seats. Look at him.
Ooh,
look
yeah.
at him. Look at him, man. The guy looks like an op. I mean, look at this guy, man. He's clearly looking at the Knick bench. He's eavesdropping. He's working the phones. Look at this guy, man.
Oh, good God.
Look at this guy, man.
He looks concerned, though, CP. He looks very concerned.
He looks like a snitch. What do you, he rocked a jersey under a button-up? What do they make these people?
Oh, my goodness gracious.
He's trusted, man.
Sergeant Sources.
And he's sitting in Dolan's seats, man. Yeah, he's tapped in. He's very much clicked in.
Showed up to the game like that.
Yeah. My man rocked the jersey under the button-up. He's definitely wearing a wire under there. He's in Dolan's seats.
Can you imagine?
Bro, this guy's undercover process improvement for Madison Square Garden. You can't tell me different, man. Look at him.
He's probably going up to the players. Probably going up to the players like, yeah, let's talk all that jargon about, you know, Fortnite and stuff, right? We're still on the Fortnite.
But then check this out.
My comrades.
But then check this out, because he pledges allegiance to Julius and all that, right? But check this out. What does he do here on the Brunson and one? Who's up cheerleading? Look at this guy. Standing ovation.
Oh.
And come to think about it, look at his jersey. Oh, look at his jersey. That's a number 10. That's not even a 30.
Wow.
I mean, he's repping Clyde, but he claims to be a Julius Randle guy. And now a standing ovation for Brunson. Look at this guy. So make sure we have it on tape. We never want to see any Brunson or hear any Brunson slander for Robert Randolph. We got it on tape right now. Can't be trusted, bro. Cannot be trusted.
You don't have a Randle jersey? You don't have a Brunson jersey?
I laid it
shout
out
to Clyde, man. Love Clyde. I got my Clyde right behind me, but
yeah.
Going to a game and
look at this
contemporary.
Look at
this
guy, man.
I thought Dolan would hook him up, man. I thought Dolan would hook up with the latest jersey, man.
Oh, man. This guy's he's a walking red flag, I'm telling you. But makes good music. But other than that, you can't be trusted, man.
Well, CP, shout out to our guy, Boston Nick, who said, Robert Randolph was all concerned because he thought he saw you walking down the aisle.
He did. He knew it. That's why he was trying to look away from the camera, because he knew he was going to get exposed right here on Knicks Fan TV on the Jumbotron. He knew we were going to put him up there.
Mm.
Sergeant
Never
Sources.
Saved. Never
Sergeant
saved.
Sergeant Sources, man. Look at this guy, man. A walking red flag, man. Ah, shout out to Robert. Definitely shout out to Robert. All right, man, let's get back to the folds, man. Key stats of the night coming up in just a bit. Dan from New Jersey. Go ahead and unmute your mic. Dan from New Jersey.
Yeah,
chilling, man. How you feeling, bro?
Listen, man, all I got to say is now we know what Robert Randolph does on Thursday night, Snoop.
That's right. Right. Now we know what he does on Thursdays. Yep.
Listen, man, I don't know. I enjoyed the win tonight. You know, who couldn't enjoy that Brunson performance? You know, it's Brunson, man. I love Brunson.
Yep.
I got a lot of respect for Brunson, but I noticed, man, I got some issues with this team right now.
Mm. Talk about it.
Brunson works a little too fucking.
Oh, I'm sorry.
He plays for too long for him to be playing for 43 minutes.
Wait, say that one more time, because we kind of lost you. We just want to make sure that we got everything. Go ahead.
Yeah. My fault.
Yeah.
Brunson works too hard to get his buckets, and he plays too long in order for this to be a sustainable formula against the Washington Wizards.
Yeah.
Like, I notice, because Tibbs is a horrible offensive coach, it creates more pressure for Brunson to create. Even back when we had Quickley, but especially now, because we have so many limited offensive players. You know, we got Hart, we got OG, we got Grimes, we got because we have so many limited offensive players, that puts so much pressure on Brunson that he's just got to keep attacking. And those limited players don't get the shine that they need, and their value just tanks. And then when their value tanks, we got to sell them for the low value, and now we may lose the entire young core, and we still don't have a superstar. Like, you understand what I'm saying? Like, I'm cool with losing RJ, and I'm cool with losing IQ, but we still don't got a superstar in here, bro. I'm not with that. It's, I feel like some of it is coming down to the way Tibbs is managing this team. I really legitimately feel that way because it's like a negative feedback loop. The play, like, the players aren't being coached for success a lot of the time.
I don't know. I don't agree with that, bro. They went to the second round last year, man.
But I'm just I don't want that to be our ceiling.
Yeah,
you understand?
No, that's true. That's true. They have a tall task ahead of them. They have a tall task ahead of them in terms of how to make this work. Yeah.
100%. Because I just feel like, man, I don't think this is gonna work. If we're building around Tibbs, man.
Okay. All right.
I don't want more Tibbs guys.
All right.
That's all I got to say.
Hang in there, man. A dejected Dan from New Jersey, man. Rate that call in the chat. What do you guys think? I saw a couple, a little tomato here and there. What do you guys think, man? I'd like to present this to the good people of the chat. Mark, that boy says ungrateful. Tara wants us to disrespect. Dan came in hot, man. What did you think about that one?
I mean, I understand it, man. I mean, the fact was that last season, the deal was RJ IQ picks potentially to go get Donovan Mitchell. OJ and Anobi, great fit for this team. You trade IQ and RJ to go get him. And you were able to keep some draft picks. But now if you trade Grimes, and shout out to Ian Begley, who's reported that there is some interest in Bruce Brown, who's now on the Raptors.
And CAA.
And with CAA.
He's part of the band.
I've always said if we got Bruce Brown. I like Bruce Brown as a player. He's very good.
Yeah.
But to Dan's point, you're trading now all the young players when you probably could have sold high on them this past offseason instead of going into the season. Try to get something a little bit more valuable. But now it just seems like we're just going after a lot of role players who are Tibbs guys and then putting a lot of the onus to run this offense through Brunson and Randall.
Yeah.
And when we had the depth in scoring last season, we've lost that now. I just don't think that's – it'll just be tough, man. I know Grimes hasn't been traded yet, but if you're telling me it was for Grimes for someone like Bruce Brown, good player. All redundant to Josh Hart. Bruce Brown, very good in the pick and roll. Very good at driving in the half court and getting his shot. But he's not a solid shooter. Can't pull up like that.
We're not the Nuggets. Like,
he's a limited player.
He's Josh Hart.
I mean, I get that most of these guys that you're trading are role players, but you can argue that quickly had a little bit more to his game.
Yeah.
Grimes showed something last season, now has regressed, which not uncommon for young players, but it's just the whole thing that we're selling you low on these guys, and now we're just getting role players who are more established in their careers than trying to develop a younger player that could potentially be more, right? That's why you draft younger players, because they could potentially be more than what they are.
True. True, true indeed, man. Who's this in the chat? Salute to everybody in the chat once again. Hit that like button. Make sure you guys hit that thumbs up button for you boys, please. Charlie Cruz in the chat says, why nobody talking about Jordan Clarkson and Colin Sexton? We need bench firepower. Where's this guy been all week? Where's this guy been all week, man?
We've been saying that since
our friend Charlie Cruz, the link to the show, we just dissected the whole thing on Tuesday, matinee edition of the show. We broke it all down, man. We already gave you the trade to make to go get those guys. Somebody drop the link in the chat for this guy, man. Can't make it up, man. But this is why we put the clips up on the channel.
Make it easy.
People miss the gems. Make it easy and digestible. People miss the gems.
You're on the go. You don't have enough. You don't have it. Well, you don't have enough time for an hour show, maybe.
Well, what he's saying is that he hasn't joined the replay gang, which I feel like he insulted us a little bit.
You should join the replay gang.
I feel like he insulted us a little bit, man.
Hey, you can get there's a benefit to tuning into this long show. Okay.
Yeah.
You even get spoken word like in last night's show.
Shout out to the haiku homie. Absolutely, shout out to the haiku homie, man. Let's hear some more on the phones. We're loading some people up on the Discord. Make sure you guys are flowing to the Discord, man. Make sure you are flowing to the Discord. The phones are going away soon. So make sure you guys get on the Discord, man. Nick Royalty on the Discord. Get on, unmute your mic.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Loud and clear, man. What's your name? Where are you calling in from?
I'm from New Jersey. My name's Nick, and my first time calling in the show.
Welcome to the show, man.
Drop a few points. Thank you. I appreciate it. I'm just reading a lot of the chat, and I'm just kind of confused why everybody's a little, like, you know, hesitant about the team right now. You know, the team's doing, like, great things. They're 8-2 in 2024.
Yeah.
You know, nothing's going bad right now. You know, I get, like, the team needs an upgrade from a talent standpoint, you know, maybe going for Donovan Mitchell, DeJounte Murray. But I don't think they need to rush into anything. I think they're in a good place with Thibs, the front office. I'm confident they're not going to rush into any deals that are not, you know, going to, you know, help the team in the long run.
Yeah.
One concern I do have is the minutes on the team.
I mean, that's what everybody's talking about, though.
I do have that concern. And one thing always comes back to me from a prior show you guys did with somebody from the Bulls a few years ago.
Yeah.
It was a pregame for one of the Chicago Bulls games. He was just talking about how, you know, Thibs in his tenure, you know, at a certain point, you know, players are going to get gassed, right? And he might start losing the locker room. It's kind of happened everywhere where Thibs has been, you know, in Chicago and in Minnesota. You know, it's always been in the back of my head. I think this group is different. You know, you have different players than those teams, but I just think it's concerning. I want to know what you guys think, where this team's headed, and what's the next chess piece? What's the next move you think this front office is going? Yeah, thank you.
Okay, appreciate the call, man. Appreciate the call. Shout out to him. He's a new caller. But he, on one side, he's like, "Yo, what's everybody up in arms about? The team's in great shape. We don't need any." He's like, "We don't need to make any hasty moves. The team's in great shape. What's everybody complaining about?" And then on the flip side, I feel like I was just hearing from two callers. Because on the other side, he's like, well, the minutes are a concern. And then he ends the call with, who do you guys think we should get? Call back anytime, man. Shout out to Nick Royalty. Call back anytime. And I literally felt like I was talking to two callers there.
So why is everyone up in arms in the chat? Because you just said we need a bench piece. That's why we're all like, yo, we need a bench piece.
Yeah, that's just it, man. They need bench help.
You know, CP, guess what?
Yeah.
Guess what my guy is doing tonight?
Who's that?
What he did tonight, Colin Sexton.
Oh, what'd he do tonight, man?
He dropped 31, CP, 10 and 19.
Ooh, whoa, no way.
Number 7 from downtown.
A lie, hold up. Whoa, Colin Sexton. Let's see if we find some highlights here, man. Oh, man, the chat is going to like this. Did you guys see this? Colin Sexton here.
Oh.
Colin Sexton outlining some thunder in chalk.
Hey, go get my guy.
Chet and SGA, Colin Sexton, catching bodies out here. Wow.
Look at him. Oh, my God.
Hey, he's a dog, man. He's a dog. How much is it going to cost? Throws it down for 31 points. Wow.
Dude.
Good stuff, Ben.
That trade that the Jazz got for Donovan Mitchell, insane. You get Colin Sexton and Lauri Markkanen.
Yeah.
Insane.
It's good.
And we'll get to this team's bounced back. They're 22-20. They're in the play-in.
Ainge going to Ainge, man. Now they're playing good. Now they're playing well. They're playing well. Interesting. So
good
you
well. The team was down.
So you had Sexton in this one. Interesting. Okay. Well, we're definitely going to talk about that. We got to get to our fantasy draft results in a little bit. But let's recap these key stats of the night real quick from this Knicks game. Salute to everybody in the chat once again. 113-109. Knicks beat the Wizards on the second night of a back to back. But it was a tough night shooting for the Knicks. Both teams shot about 45% from the field, 34% from downtown for the Knicks, 32% for the Wizards. The Knicks 84% from the charity stripe. They shot 22 of 26. Rebounding battle was pretty dead even, man. Knicks only winning that one by one. The assist numbers, how about 31 assists for the Wizards? Number one pace in the league to 22 for the Knicks. But this was a big one, man. 17 turnovers for the Knicks led to 23 Wizards points. That was a huge difference in this game. Yeah, the Wizards scoring 56 points in the paint to 48 for the Knicks. Biggest lead for the Knicks, 10. Biggest lead for the Wizards, 6, man. It's a tough night.
Very tough night for the Knicks, man. I mean, they didn't play their greatest brand of basketball, but it was enough to get the job done. So just tough, man. Just tough.
Yeah.
Because, you know, even though the Knicks did things right when it came to, like, getting more points in the fast break category, they lost the points in the paint battle, and they lost second chance opportunities tonight, man. Those are the two biggest areas where they usually are surging, right?
Yeah.
Julius still on this team. He's one, like, last time I checked, he was top 10 when it comes to second chance points. You have Ihard, who's playing well, and Julius Randle in the paint. So the fact that the Knicks couldn't dominate those two categories just gives you an indication that second night of a back-to-back, it was a struggle for this team tonight. But they got the job done. Even shooting poorly from the start, thankfully it was all respectable by the end of the game.
Yeah. Yeah, true story, man. True story. let me take a call from the phones real quick. Let me get to the phones. Hang tight. And then we'll talk about our underdog draft. 646 Erico, what's your name? Where are you calling in from? 646.
Hey, what's good, CP? What's good, Alex? How you doing?
Good, man. It's a little lot of commotion in the background, man. What are you doing? You having a party, Ben? It's Thursday night, man.
No. Sorry, man. I'm at work. I apologize.
Okay.
But calling in. I'm a long time listener. I've been listening for about 2 years now. You guys doing your thing. I love it. But listen,
I'm going to drop you off, man. You got too much going on, man. You got too much going on, man. It sounded like he was on speakerphone. He got commotion in the background. Then he got the fire alarm going on. Put the fire out, man, and call back, man. Call
said
back.
He was at work, CP. He said he was at work.
Call back anytime, man. Change the smoke detector. We got to do something. There might have been a fire going on in the background. So stop, drop, and roll. Take care of people first, man.
Can you imagine that? It's like, hold on. Just like, I'm going to call on the KFPD first before we take care of the fire. Hold on. Hey, what's going on, guys? Hey.
I didn't think that was going to go smooth, man. He started out the gates rocky, man. He jumped out the gates, stumbled out the blocks. I said, yeah, this ain't going to end right. This ain't going to end well, man.
Steven Romanek in the chat saying forklift in the background.
Yeah, they got the forklift driving itself. Like, yo, you got to go take care of business, man. 407, what's your name? Where you calling it from? Hello? Nah, no way, man. No way. This is a recording, bro. I can't be. Hello? This is the Matrix. Ain't no way. No way. Ain't no way, bro. No way.
It is because of you, Mr. Anderson.
Hello? Yeah. Yeah, oh, man. Now, this might be legit, bro. Damn. Yeah, well, see, this is my point. I'm going to let this man finish cutting down that tree in the background. But this is why we tell you people, hit the Discord, because it's lonely on the phones, man. We can't guarantee when you're going to get on the lines. We got a show to do. We got to get to the key stats of the night. We got to get to the super chats. We got to tell you, hit that thumbs up on the free voice. It's a lot of moving parts on the number one show for the fans by the fans. But that's why we are the number one show for the fans by the fans. But if you go into the Discord, you could get into the group chat while you're waiting on the line. Like, you get what I'm saying now? Get into the Discord, man. This poor guy, man.
Oh, man. He's sleeping.
He's sleeping.
Dreaming about that Knicks win, man.
Hey, half of the chat says his stomach going crazy right now. Oh, my God.
Why is it on this show? People are sleeping, man. Why?
You got to jump on the Discord, man. Got to. All right, so let's let him get back to more important.
How does it even work? Like, are you on the couch? Or like you like, I don't even know what you do. Like, how is it? Because you ain't sleeping like this in the chair.
Man, he had a long day at work. 201, what's your name? Where are you calling it from?
Hello.
What's your name? Where are you calling in from?
My name's Tony. I'm actually a first-time listener. I'm from North Jersey.
All right. Welcome to the show, man.
All right. Anyway, I listened to a lot of you guys' points. I like a lot of points that are being made today and everything. The one thing I just got to say, though, is I really, like, I know I get people's thing with Grimes, like, wanting to get rid of him and stuff. But my biggest thing is, like, I feel like we have to give him a chance playing alongside of OG. I mean, we know that, we all know that Grimes did not have a good start to the season offensively or defensively. But we do know, even pointing back to last year's second round, I mean, he guarded Jimmy Butler pretty damn well. So I want to see Bibbs give him a little bit of time alongside of OG and see what that core can do in terms of, I'm not saying starting, but I'm saying, like, maybe, when you got to sit Brunson, you got to sit Randall, and you have OG on the floor still, you throw in Grimes in there. If he can play more, he's going to get more confident. The more confident he gets, the more he'll be good on offense. But I think he also carries that on defense. I think that, over the last 8 games, we already know we're the top rank in defense in the league right now, right? But I think if you throw Grimes in with OG, I think that can completely change the game. Yeah. I think that we can beat even better defense, and if we can get him going again on offense.
The problem is when you have them together on that second unit, it's like the blind leading the blind because they don't have the straw to stir the drink. It's Quick, man. The absence of Quickly is killing this team right now. It is killing
this
team right now. So the two of them together, it could be fine defensively, but offensively, without an engine, it's hot potato around the perimeter. You see it every game. You see it every game since the trade happened.
I agree with you 100%. I'm not saying let's not trade for anybody right now. I 100% believe we got to make a move, whether that be on, I think the main one that everyone's talking about, after the least Malcolm Brogdon, DeJounte Murray, whatever. I think no matter what, though, I think we should still give Grimes a little bit more chance in terms of what he can do with that extra person that we get from him. I agree with what was said earlier. I think Alex said it. He said throw in, Evan Fournier. We know we get rid of him. Like, everyone knows that. Throw in Evan Fournier, throw in a pick, and then see what Grimes can do alongside with that. Because I think at the very least, he's a solid on-ball defender who can guard most players. And obviously, we got OG. So that's my biggest.
Appreciate the call, man. All right, rate that call in the chat, man. He's Grimes Hive through and through.
Mm-hmm.
He's definitely Grimes Hive through and through, man. Call back anytime. Strive said SNY dropping some gems right now on Twitter. What are my guys saying, man? What's going on? I got to get back to them about getting some better microphones for the post-game press conference, man. It's hard for me to produce a show. Hard for me to produce a show when I got Tibbs speaking out of my right ear.
Hey, ZB, how are you doing tonight?
Yeah.
Talk about
the SNY, we got to do better, man. Give me some better audio, man. Come on, man. All right. What's he saying? Okay, here's Ian Begley. All right, let's hear from my guy Ian Begley, man. This is courtesy of Honda Sports Night on SNY. Shout out to Strive for throwing us the alley, man. Our producers in the chat. This is what we need. Teamwork. Here's Ian Begley on everything. Josh Hall. We don't want to hear about the Nets. But shout out to our guys at SNY. My guy Ian Begley, Michelle Margot do great work on Honda Sports Night. Check them out every night at 11 o'clock on SNY TV. All right, Al. Hawk.
Jazz.
Rockets, Memphis. Let's eliminate the least attractive options. Like, what were the Rockets?
Well, he's from Houston, so that,
All right.
Boy.
Who cares about that? What are we getting back in return? I know it's amazing.
I don't even know who you get back in return. Who do you get back in return?
I don't know.
Time to pull up the old trade machine.
That's the thing. Like, damn, we really just kind of like trade Grimes for like Jeff Green or something? Like, man,
oh, my God.
That's kind of tough.
Hey, he is on the quest to have played for every single team in the NBA.
Yeah. About Memphis.
That's interesting.
Memphis.
I don't know who you get for.
I mean, is it
Houston,
a Tillman?
Memphis, I have no idea.
Is it a Tillman? I mean, Tillman as a player would be nice backup, but like again, like you're gonna just treat Grimes for like a third string center.
That's so. Whoa! All right, so let's see.
Tari Eason would be nice. Yeah, obviously, I'd definitely take Tari Eason, but Rockets.
Well, Tari Eason would be nice. I don't know. I don't think they'd be trading him, though.
Yeah, well, they should have just drafted him.
For the Knicks?
Yeah.
That or Jalen Williams.
G.G. Jackson, I don't think he's up for trade. They're not going for projects. They need ready now players. Kennard.
Oof. Yeah, I mean, he can. He can run an offense.
Kennard.
He's fine.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the Rockets. I'm just curious who on the Rockets that Jeff Green, Victor Oladipo. There's another change. I don't think they're trading Jabari, nor do we need him. They're not trading Amen Thompson.
But hey, he said the Hawks, DeJounte Murray hive. He said the Hawks.
Where is it?
He said the Hawks.
Jazz.
And he said the Jazz. Is there a chance? Sexton hive. Clarkson. Olynyk. Okay.
Oh, my God. I forgot about that.
Who?
Derrick Rose in Memphis.
Oh, God. Not again. We thought we
buried. Tim's getting the band back together one more time.
We thought we buried those people, man. We thought we buried them.
Hey, I like Derrick Rose, man.
I did, but like, you know, as his tenure drew out, the hive got a little more and more annoying. You know, I thought we buried those people. Okay.
They just heard you, and they're coming back in the comment section the next day.
He's an all-star. Tibbs messed him up. He didn't play him. Okay. All right. Something to look out for. Hawks. Jazz. Something to look out for. You guys be the judge. We're just the conductors here. Let's go to Harrison Dolan on the Discord. Harrison, how you feeling, man? Harrison, are you there? Harrison, are you there, sir?
Man, we got to talk to the guy who's beating us.
Yeah. Well, you got to, Harrison, dip out the Discord and call back. In the meantime, Cody Glock, and I'll mute your mic. Cody. All right, doesn't look like we got Cody Glock. All right, Harrison, we'll try Harrison again.
Can you hear me this time?
Loud and clear. Go ahead.
All right, man. So, yeah. Shout out to you guys, League Alike, if you haven't already. Shout out to Underdog.
Oh man, oh man. So just to give the people, some background. So we've been playing the Underdog Fantasy Draft, right? Go to Underdog Fantasy. Use our code KFTV. $100 deposit on your first time match. First time match up to $100. So we've been playing the fantasy draft. Myself, Alex, the Knicks chick has gotten involved. She's beaten us one. I won last night. Harrison Dolan, who's been playing using our code, won some money last night. So we invited him to play the draft with us. Little do we know that we're dealing with a fantasy draft shark here, because after we drafted tonight, it looks like Harrison Dolan has come away and taken all of our lunch money here with a 256-point night. Led by Jalen Brunson. Congratulations to you, man. Congratulations to you, Harrison Dolan, who drafted De'Aaron Fox first. Jalen Brunson was your second pick. You had Isaiah Hartenstein. You picked up Nikola Vucevic, who had a monster night. Vucevic with 24-14-7, two steals, one block. Monster night for Nikola Vucevic. And then you also had Kuzma, and you picked RJ last.
Yeah, and hey, man, he came through.
Yeah.
Sorry if you hear some sirens outside.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I didn't expect Vucevic to play like prime Shaquille O'Neal, but here we are.
Here we are, man. Let's look at the team Stratocaster. He had 233 points. Al drafted Ant-Man first. Scotty Barnes went in tonight. 60-point night for Scotty Barnes. He had 60 fantasy points. So Scotty Barnes had 31 points. 7 rebounds, 6 assists, 3 steals, and 3 blocks. I think I drafted Scotty Barnes last night. This is the night I was looking for. Monster night, Al, for Scotty Barnes.
Yep.
And then,
well, go through.
And then you Jalen Williams. Good pickup, Al. I was jealous, man, when you picked up Jalen Williams. You picked him up third. I was trying to get him. He had 27, 3, 8 assists, 2 steals, 2 blocks against the Jazz. Good pickup by you. And then you had your boy Sexton with the 30-piece, and Keegan Murray. It's a nice squad by you, man.
I'm trying. I'm trying to keep up with you guys.
But yeah.
Tonight would have been my night, apparently, until you invited Harrison into the chat.
Harrison takes it. My squad, I like my squad going into this thing, man. I had SGA, and he had a good night. He had 31 points, 6 rebounds, 6 assists, a steal, and a block. I had Julius, who was decent. I thought he would have had a better game against the Wizards. Rudy Gobert, Stifle Tower. DeMar DeRozan both put up 40 fantasy points each. Jaren Jackson Jr., it was all right, actually. 28 points, but not enough on the rest of the stat sheet. And then I should have went with OG. I took a gamble on Malik Monk going up against the Pacers, looking for more scoring here. That was a bad move. OG was available. I should have picked OG up. And let's look at the points. I wouldn't have caught Harrison. I probably would have caught Alex. And that's that. And then the Knicks chick finishing fourth. She went heavy front court tonight. She went Sabonis first, Markkanen second, Karl Anthony Towns, Chet, and then had Kobe White and Zach LaVine.
I see there's a theme over here. So if she's not getting Wemby, she's getting Chet. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. She went heavy front court tonight. Heavy front court tonight. So good job. Congratulations to Harrison Dolan. He won himself a couple bucks tonight on Underdog. And if you guys are interested in jumping in these fantasy drafts, man, we're going to do it before each Knick game. So just DM us on either Twitter or Instagram. Let us know you guys are interested. And we'll create the draft, man. We'll create the private draft and play along. Play along at home. Harrison, congrats again, man.
Hey, man, anytime you want to do this again,
yeah,
just let me know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We got to get our revenge here, man. We got to get our revenge. So that is, man. Have a good one, bro.
You too. Take care.
All right. That's Harrison Dolan on the Discord. Now, I see someone on the Discord named Randolph. Randolph, are you there? What's your name? Where are you calling in from? Randolph, going once.
What's up? What y'all doing over there, man? I can't figure this thing out.
Who is this? Randolph, please, are you there?
Can't figure this thing out.
I mean, we can hear you. Can you hear us? You should be able to hear us.
Not really. I can't hear y'all. I don't know what's going on, man. I'm talking to my sources. Where y'all at?
Oh, here he is, ladies and gentlemen. Coming in from
the
garden.
I can't hear y'all. I'm trying to figure out how to hear y'all.
Robert, it's Thursday night. Are you there? We are 1 minute from Friday. Are you there? Are you with us?
I'm here. Y'all getting ready for the trade. Y'all better gear up, man. The trade is coming.
All right, so give us the details, man. Give us the details. What are you hearing right now? Robert Randolph, Sergeant Sources on the line.
I can't figure out how to put this thing. Can y'all hear me?
Oh, yeah, loud and clear, sir. You are loud and clear. Both
y'all
of those.
Keep listening to Ian Begley and them. They got they're giving y'all the wrong teams, man. That's not what's going on.
All right, so you were right there, man. You were right there, right in front of the bench, right in front of the leadership. Give us the sources, man. What's going on?
I'm right here with my sources, man. We're right here at the after party celebrating the Knicks win tonight.
Okay.
We're all here. Hold on. I really can't hear y'all, though. Hold on. I'm trying to figure out how to... Hold on a second, man. I don't know what's going on with this thing.
Yeah. Well, man, you're a Grammy Award winning artist, and you don't got a proper earpiece for the Discord? What's going on right now, man? What? Somebody get this guy together, man. And we just lost him. So there that is. Grammy Award winning artist. My man can't get a proper earpiece for the Discord to give us the lowdown on the trades. So he left us with a little cliffhanger, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, man.
And look what he did. It is now Friday on the East Coast, 12:01 Eastern time, and he drops the mic and disappears, vanishes without trace. And literally pulled the Irish goodbye on us after all of that. Boy, oh, boy, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, boy, he called in, finally.
He did. All right, so baby steps, one step at a time. We'll work.
I'm waiting for that epic trade for him to call in. He's gonna be. We need to have like that graphic where it's just like, you know, like that still graphic of just like the image of like the reporter calling it from sight. Shout out to TM for giving me that idea. We need that. We need that for Robert Randolph in a suit calling in. For the sources, giving the trade. Yeah. That's what we need right now.
And what he rocked tonight, that was his suit. He had the jersey on backwards with the button up. So, modern-day Clark Kent, man.
He's going to call in saying, guys, the Jazz are trading us. Colin Sexton, Laurie Marketing.
Oh, my God.
Kelly Olynyk and 14... seven round picks for Quentin Grimes.
Oh, my God. You can't make it up. You cannot make it up, man. Sergeant Sources, what a character, man. What a character. But either way, Al, great show. Great show to all the mods, man. Great show to our producers, as usual. 2,000 people here on the check-in. Make sure you guys hit that like button on the way out. Tomorrow, announcements for tomorrow. Remember to tap in, man. We got a... action-packed day tomorrow, 10 o'clock a.m. Eastern. We're going to early NBA report. We're going check-in report of the Los Angeles Clippers. Law Murray, Clippers insider for The Athletic, will join us at 10 a.m. Are we recording that? Are we doing that live, Al? We could do it live. We'll see. Maybe we just throw it out live on the NBA report. Then at 12 o'clock, Will Lou. We're doing Will Lou. Game of the Week preview.
Sure.
Knicks versus Raptors. RJ and Quick coming home. Game of the Week preview. Will Lou, Raptors insider, will join us from Sportsnet Toronto. All right, let me get to some of the super chats and things of that nature. Get to the particulars. Iris Cox salutes $5 super chat. Game of the Bar $5 super chat. For a serious question: is there a coach in recent memory that players complain more about than Tibbs?
Yeah. Oh my God. Why can't I remember his name?
Oh,
Nick
my
Coach?
God.
Nick Coach? No, it was Coach the Nuggets, Coach the Kings. It's on the – Mel hates him. What's his name? Or I won't even say that.
Coach
I don't know.
The
I don't
Nuggets,
know
he coached
him.
The Kings.
Yeah.
Are you talking about George Karl?
George Karl, thank you.
George Karl. Okay.
I don't know if Melo hates him, but that's a coach that has, you know,
bad maps everybody.
Players.
Yeah. Shout out to Rhyme Animal Chuck D once again. John Smith, $5 super chat, says, I guess this answers my question about the bench. Thanks, KFTV. What are we going to do? February 8th, man. Tune in. They need bench help. Shout out to Jack Webb again. J. Cal, salute. Rare edition. A franchise channel member of 10 months says, get Murray, Burks, and a backup power forward. Subtract Hart, Precious, Grimes. We need to solidify this lineup ASAP if we're serious about making a run. And he said, if we're serious, you go get Alec Burks. That's my man, Rare Edition, man. Shout out to SG5000 Super Chat. Says, Cavs have zero reason to trade Spider this offseason. He's still on contract till the end of next year. Let's go get Murray. Alex and CP, what's good? Yeah, I never thought Spider would be available this year. It's going to be in the summertime, though. I think they get him in the summertime. Donald Smith, $5 Super Chat. Says, OG took 9 shots and scored 19 points. 3 of 5 from 3 tonight. RJ took 16 shots and scored 17 points. 1 of 6 from 3. This will be the difference in the long run. That's why you got him. Mr. Q, appreciate it. Franchise channel member, 10 months as well. Says the starter stats compared to the bench is crazy. Stoic J, $5 Super Chat says, is Paul George a free agent this summer? I think the moves to get PG, put him in the starting lineup. He will be, but I think he'll be in a Clipper uniform, and the Knicks won't be able to afford him, and they can't trade for him either because the Clippers won't want anything that the Knicks have. The Rhyme Animal Chuck D, $5 Super Chat. Wizards should have forfeited. Worst jerseys I've seen with my eyes. This is terrible. NBA jersey. Yeah, I don't know what they're trying to do there, but it didn't look all that good. Ray Matos, $5 Super Chat, had to donate just because the show was hilarious today, from Randall's backwards shirt to the guy snoring. Yeah, tonight was one of those nights, man. You guys got to tap in. Shout out to Reek K, 10-month franchise channel member himself, says, imagine the Knicks make a move before Saturday's game. Hey, we're here for it. We're here for it, man. We are here for it. And last but not least, Al, a $20 super chat from our guy, Robert Randolph, says, I can't figure out the Discord. Grimes is gone before next game.
Wow.
Star guard and center will be here. Y'all forgot to my custom Knicks Tims. So he had the custom Knicks Tims on. Under the uniform. There that is. Shout out to Robert Randolph. Yeah, shout out to the team. And we'll be back on Saturday. RJ, quick. Let's go. Let's get it going, man. We out of here. Tonight has been a fun night for sure. Salute to Alex. Salute to Robert. And where is it? I was looking for the what you call it here. Hang on. Salute to Alex. Definitely salute to Robert. And salute to our guy, Clyde, man. Salute to Clyde.
All right, bro. I just stopped the show. And later.
Hey, we can go through that off.
All right, man. All right, bro. Catch you later.
The Russians are clean. Oh, man.